Pippa Moore.
Pippa Moore.
And Jimmy Love.
The McDonald's Dubbo and Wellington.
Pippa and Jimmy.
Number one.
Yeah, happy Monday, everybody. Happy Monday to you, Pippa.
Happy Monday, my friend.
The Are You Okay convoy's in town this morning.
They are. They will be down at the Rotunda on Main Street between 8 and 9 a.m. today. So make sure you get down there. We're going to be chatting to Daniel Conn after 7:30, who's part of the convoy. What a convenient last name he has.
How good is that? Plus the hit squad. We're going to send Vic down there as well to get all the action from the Are You Okay convoy.
Got to give a shout out to the Narromine Gorillas came out on top as the champions of the Grain Court Northern Division.
Really?
Rugby grand final on Saturday.
And you were there?
I was there. Got all the action. They played a cracking game against Molong.
Who was the man of the match?
Man of the match. They had a three-way tie.
Really?
Would you believe?
Absolutely don't believe that. Never
shared
heard of that before.
Amongst the two teams.
No,
so
I don't like
that was cute.
Yeah, okay.
But congrats to the lads. Cracking game.
Talking about gorillas.
Yeah.
I've become a vegan.
Have you?
Remember on R&B Friday last week, I was telling you about how Neo had watched a documentary on Netflix and it had turned him vegan instantly.
Oh, and went to his fridge and threw out all the meat in a fit of rage.
Absolutely. Did the same thing.
Did you really?
I only had one kangaroo sausage left.
I was going to say, how much meat did you have to throw out?
And I got the New York cut soy lentil steak still in the freezer, so...
Well, give that to me.
Yeah, that's going to stay there for when I come out of my diet.
Oh, okay, right. So how vegan have you gone?
Well...
Have you done a full-blown cut?
No. So I'm not going to go, like, the clothing-wise. So I'm not going to give up, like, goose feather down jackets, which are so warm and beautiful.
Sure, okay.
Also, I am... I'm not going to, like, go to a friend's house and be like... Oh, that contains a bit of egg. I can't eat that. I'm not going to do that. Like, if you host a dinner party and you've got beef spaghetti, that's fine. I'll have beef spaghetti once in a while.
Okay.
Just in my everyday life, I've become a vegan.
So basically what you say, are you ever going to eat meat?
Oh, yeah, occasionally.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is just mostly always.
Mostly sometimes.
You're going to maybe just cut down a bit on your animal product intake.
Yeah, pretty
much.
In
your diet.
And of course, as all good vegans, I will constantly be letting everybody know of my new diet.
Great, so you're not a vegan. Okay, glad we cleared that up.
So I'll be doing that.
We're doing Guess Who coming up next.
13, 12, 16 if you want to play. Falling on your knees. Hit 93.5. We do it thanks to Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. Kesha with Praying There. Morning, everyone. It's Pippa and Jimmy in 20 minutes past 6. Pippa, it was Father's Day over the weekend.
Did you do anything for your dad?
I gave him a call.
That's nice.
Because I was doing a lap around the river. So for the first time, I parked my car down by the soccer field.
Yeah.
And then I walked all the way around across the bridges. And it was
about
6 kilometres.
Yeah.
Called Dad. We had a chat about the rugby league.
Nice.
I don't like rugby league, but he does. So
you just played along?
Played along.
Good.
And at the end of it, he goes, I know you got no interest in this. Thought, great.
You're like, Dad, it's Father's Day. This is about you. Mm. This day's about you and me taking an interest in the things that you enjoy.
And then I said, oh, by the way, let's talk about the soccer as well. So he played along with me.
That's cute. Yeah. That's nice that you do that.
What about you? Do you speak with your dad?
Dad's in Delhi.
Oh, is he?
Like in India.
Oh, not in the Woolies.
No, he's not in the Delhi section of Woolies.
Yeah.
He's in New Delhi in India over there on work. So we FaceTimed.
Yeah.
So that was cute. And I did a little shout out on my social media for him.
Yeah.
Because even though he doesn't have social media, he really likes if I give him
people.
He loves it if I give him a shout out on social media because he lives through vicariously through mum. Oh, Vix, how many likes have I got? How many likes that photo got? How many likes that video got?
Well,
they loved it.
He's looking at it because you know what I can't stand? Happy 100th to my grandfather. Well, your grandfather has no idea how to use Facebook. So why are you shouting out to him?
I think it's the thought that counts.
Anyway, I wanted to bring up Father's Day with you.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, because it was controversy
was
over Father's
there?
Day. Yeah. So I read in the newspaper that one person, just one, out of like the 23 or 24 million Australians, had suggested they rename it Specials Persons Day.
Sure.
Just one. Now, I think silly idea, personally, but one person. And Australia seemed to go mad. They went crazy. How dare all these lefties try and change Father's Day? Guys, calm down. One person suggested it.
Well, you know Australia.
Yeah.
One person says something, it's a whole generalisation. It's what the whole country thinks.
It's the whole country thinks.
Well, please, we're known for that, mate.
Absolutely.
We're known for rash generalisations in this country.
So I've seen everyone go crazy over this.
We're not known for keeping our cool when something upsets us.
Absolutely. It was like the whole statue fiasco in Sydney last week, where one person suggested they change the wording on a statue, and suddenly the country thought that everybody wanted to change the wording.
Oh, look, we're passionate.
No, one
we
person.
Are. Here's the thing. I get that we're all about marriage equality, and that's great, and you might have two dads, or you might have two mums, or you might not have it, whatever. It's just a day about dads.
Yeah.
And if it's not about your biological father, make it about your uncle or your grandfather or your brother or whatever. Because there's going to be a bloke in your life at some point that's going to have influence over you.
Absolutely.
So just tell them that they're doing a great job.
And if you want to take a cake that says Special Person's Day to that person, fine.
That's
no
fine.
No issues.
Or take a cake that says Happy Father's Day.
Take
that's
whatever
also
cake you
fine.
Want.
You don't have to be a biological father to be a father figure.
No.
That's also fine.
Now we're falling into
now
the trap.
Now who's getting rolled up
yeah,
now?
Who's getting rolled up
we
into
are so
the...
Australian. It's ridiculous.
Pippa and Jimmy, everything Central West on Hit 93.5. Reading books of old, the
legends and the... Street.
From McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore.
And Jimmy Love.
Oh, look out!
Hit 93.5, Pippa and Jimmy.
After 7:30 this morning, Daniel Conn, former NRL player and ambassador for Are You OK Convoy,
yes.
Conversation Convoy, he's going to chat with us.
Also a Dubbo local.
Dubbo local as well, fantastic. Mm-hmm. And Dean McCarthy from LA after 7 o'clock. But Pippa, there's an article that's come out on the Daily Telegraph
mm-hmm.
about being at the pub and
right.
the cardinal sin.
The cardinal sin of being at the pub.
Yes.
Is it not washing your hands after you come out of the toilet?
Oh, well, no, every second. You know what I've noticed? You go into the toilet at 6 o'clock on a Friday night at the
yep.
pub. Fine, everyone's washing their hands.
Yeah.
Come 8 o'clock, couple of skewies later. No.
Oh, casual about it.
Casual about
it. Casual about your hand sanitary situation.
No, that's not it.
Is it wiping down the tables? Is it empty glasses on
no,
the table?
No, no.
What is it? Tell me.
Not buying your round.
Okay, right.
Now, I want to ask, on Friday night, did I fall into this trap at all of not buying my round?
Yeah, I would say you probably did.
When?
I think you got a little bit carried away because it was Friday, you were having a good time, you were a bit Rancho Relaxo, you were thinking about buying a ticket for the meat tray.
Oh, I was trying to do that.
You were trying to do that, you know, and a few other bits and pieces.
I was trying to stab a dollar.
You were.
Oh, I didn't have a dollar. I tried to pay in euros as well for the meat tray.
Didn't work.
No, apparently they don't accept euros here in Australia.
Oh, what a surprise.
Absolute.
So,
but here's the deal. I reckon I drink a little bit slower than everyone else.
So
it's not me not trying to buy my round. It's they've finished their drinks and I'm nowhere near ready to go buy another drink.
But are you doing that on purpose?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely. Maybe yes.
Yeah. So this article's come out and it says that 51% of people who buy a drink for someone else reckon they don't get their drink back.
Oh, that would be accurate.
That would be accurate.
I would say. Yeah. Do you do the thing where you just kind of like casually, you're like, oh, it's meant to be on my round, but I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to pretend like I've forgotten.
No, absolutely not.
Are you sure? Oh, are you sure about that?
I deplore that.
You deplore that kind of behaviour, do you? That.
Like on Friday night, I was only in a round with one other person.
Yep.
So if I miss my round.
That's funny because I was there too. I wasn't in a round with anybody.
You were responsibly driving.
I was. That's right. I was DD. Yes.
And actually, you know what? You say about that. I said, anyone want a drink? You said, yeah, Coca-Cola. I bought you a Coca-Cola, got nothing in return.
Mate, I give to you every day from 6 till 9. You should be grateful.
You're one of those 51%.
You should be grateful. I know you say you know me well.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We do it all thanks to Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee, Ed Sheeran's Shape of You. Pippa, X Factor fans in the UK have gone crazy overnight.
Have they?
Oh, they have, because the new X Factor's launched. Shame we don't have it in Australia. It's one of my favourites, X Factor.
Well, we've got so many talent shows. We're such a talented bunch of peeps.
Exactly. Now, featuring on the intro to X Factor. Mm. They're having an assortment of their best acts, their most successful.
Oh, that have ever come out of X Factor.
Now, the fans have gone crazy because it showed Harry Styles from One Direction.
Now, did One Direction come out of British X Factor?
Is this a real question?
No, this is a real question.
Is this a real question?
This is actually a real question.
One Direction, all five of the boys.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you.
I guess I didn't know that Taylor Swift released a new song overnight. But,
you didn't? I had to inform you of that, so,
so fair
don't
enough.
Punish me about it, thanks.
All five of the boys from One Direction auditioned individually and were put through to the second round.
Right.
Where I'm pretty sure they were all kicked off. And then the judges were like, actually, let's put you all together as a group.
Really? Yeah.
Simon Cowell made One Direction.
Simon Cowell made One Direction.
Did you not know that?
No.
He made One Direction. He said, boys, we're going to put you on the show.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Simon Cowell.
And then
he'd just be like, I'm done, guys.
They became mega famous.
They did.
When they released a hit called What Makes You Beautiful.
Yes.
Get it on your airwaves for your Monday morning. It's hit morning, everyone. You're insecure, don't know what for. Hit 93.5, Rihanna's We Found Love. Now, don't forget, Pippa, that when you hear the kookaburra sing, could you do an example? Fantastic.
Thank you.
When you hear the real kookaburra sing, be the first person to call through on 13, 12, 16, and you're going to score yourself double pass, including camping to the Inland Sea of Sound.
Yes.
It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
It's going to be a cracker.
It's going to play between now and the end of the show. You get that camping code word from the Hit Dubbo Instagram page. Hit 93.5. Crossing live now to the Rotunda, where we've got a local legend and also former NRL player Daniel Conn. How are you doing today, mate?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure.
Thanks for coming on the show. Daniel, Are You Okay is a fantastic initiative to help promote suicide prevention and mental health awareness. What really made you want to come on board and be involved in this?
It's very close to my heart. I've always battled with a little bit of mental health through depression and everything while I was playing footy and after footy. And I've got so many friends that have been down that road as well. And I hear so many sad stories and have been through a lot of sad events where this could have been prevented. And I think it's just about starting the conversation. I think these days everyone's so much more aware of it, but we still don't really know what to do about it. So I guess the power of social media can be a beautiful thing, but it also can be quite fickle. So there's a lot of pressure on kids these days with all the social media and digital content out there. So I sort of see what's happening and see where it's going, and I think that I hope that I can sort of help and help spread the word.
Yeah, absolutely. And from 8 a.m. this morning, you're at the Rotunda until 9 here in Dubbo. Anyone can just come on down and say hello, can't they?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure there's free coffee, so I'm sure that'll bring a few people down here.
What a draw card. Excellent.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the Conversation Convoy, Dan, and what that's hoping to achieve.
Yeah, well, the Are You Okay Convoy has been going for about, I think that the guys said they've done about 14,000 kilometres or so far. Wow. So we've got a little way to go until we kick it off on the 14th of September. And basically we're going around to all the remote communities or even the major cities like Melbourne and Brisbane and just creating that conversation and showing people it's how to start the conversation and how easy it is to start the conversation. Because, back in the day it used to be quite taboo talking about depression and mental health, whereas now it's really become a front line of the conversation. So, it's very humbling to see how far we've come in such a short period of time.
Yeah, absolutely. And could you give us an example of a way that you could maybe broach the subject with someone? You might feel a bit uncomfortable doing it, but you're like, I want to talk to this friend or this colleague about this. What could you do? How could you start that conversation?
Yeah, I always say to people, make sure it's a personal conversation. So you don't want to start the conversation in front of other people. Come onto the side and just, really show that you're aware and you want to have the engaging conversation. So eye contact and just really, a lot of the time if you ask if someone's okay, especially out in the bush, the first response will be, yeah, no, mate, I'm fine.
Yeah.
So you've got to really dig a bit deeper than that. You've got to be prepared to ask the question maybe a couple of times and make sure, it's a private conversation and then you've got that eye contact and it's very important that you're engaged. So if
Definitely.
You can do that, pull someone aside, and it makes it a little bit more personal for them, and then they might just have the chance to open up.
Dan, traditionally, people might assume that women find it easy to sort of open up about things like feelings, in inverted commas. Do you find it hard as a bloke to talk about this kind of stuff?
You know what? As I was probably younger, I did find a little bit, because of that stigma, you know, you got to be tough and, you don't show any feelings, you don't show anybody you're hurting. But I think now the bravest guys are the guys that actually come out and lead by example and actually, you know, if they're not feeling right, they actually say something. And they're such good ambassadors for the youth these days as well. You know, you get some of these guys that are like Buddy Franklin, Greg Inglis, that have come out while they're playing at the top level and they've said they're not okay and they don't want to continue, you know, pleasing everybody else, and they've looked after themselves first. So I think they're really good ambassadors for the youth and the men out there as well.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Daniel Conn, former NRL player and local resident yourself, get on down to the Conversation Convoy at the Rotunda from 8 a.m. till 9 a.m. this morning. Get that free coffee as well. Can't complain. Daniel, thank you so much. You're a legend, mate. And good luck with the rest of the trip.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Hamish and Andy.
93.5. You know what, Pippa? The microphones don't work if I don't have them turned up.
Funny that.
Yeah, absolutely. Most girls there on Dubbo and the Central West, number one. And we do it all thanks to Macca's. Try the new Macca's chicken tenders, made for snacking, made for family. Available after 10:30 a.m.
Now, I just want to preface this with saying our number is 13, 12, 16.
Yep.
We take your calls anytime. If anyone would like to ring and weigh in on the following, feel free, because I'd love to have a chat to people about this.
Fantastic.
We're talking magpies because it's swooping season.
Oh, absolutely. They're coming left, right and centre. In fact, I was having a run around the river yesterday and a family of four went past and they looked like little aliens. They had all the spiky bits off their helmet.
Yeah, people go to great lengths to avoid being swooped by magpies.
Absolutely.
Some people even glue fake eyes on the back of their bike helmets as they're riding past, because if the magpie's behind you, it gives them the illusion that they're being watched.
Have you ever personally been hit before?
Personally, I have not, touched wood, because I feel like now that I've said that, about 10 are going to swipe me.
I have once. It feels like someone's pegged a cricket ball in your head.
Are you kidding
me? Yeah, like it hits really hard, like super hard. And they said its beak didn't get me. It sort of swung at me and then it turns its body. So it hits you really hard with like blunt force. And I fell on the ground.
Did you?
Yeah.
And here's the thing that people are saying, which I think is ridiculous. They're saying that the best way to avoid being swooped by magpies is by making friends with them.
Okay. You've got to make friends
with
the magpie.
This is what I don't understand. How on earth do you make friends with a bird?
It's not your dog. Here, come here, pal.
Well, this is the thing that people are saying. People are saying that they are like dogs, that they make lifelong friendships, and that they recognise human faces and they'll remember them for years to come.
Wow.
That's a load of bollocks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just garbage. How on earth are you meant to make friends with a bird in the wild?
Have you ever made friends with any bird, even one in captivity?
Seriously, what are you meant to do to approach the magpie? Are you meant to, like, if you walk up to them, g'day mate, how you going? What's your name? Nigel? Hey Nigel, how you going? How's your day been? Great couple of eggs you've got there. Protecting those. Good. Oh, look at that. He took my eye out. Like, well, how on earth, what are you meant to do? Are you meant to start a conversation with them? Do I need to learn a native bird language? Do I need to flap and do some special signals? This is just ludicrous. How on earth are you meant to make friends with a bird?
You know what? You know when you talk to a dog, you don't talk to a human voice. Is there a special magpie voice?
I don't know. Maybe it's like speaking whale.
Hello.
I don't understand what this is. Because seriously, think about kids in school uniforms walking home. Mm-hmm. If, you know, 50 kids wear the same school uniform, the magpie isn't going to know the difference between Tom, Dick and Harry.
Oh, which, where's John?
Exactly.
Oh, where's John?
Oh, you're
Young?
Not John.
Oh, is that John? Oh, no. I'll just swoop that one. Oh, no, I got John.
They're not going to know the bloody
got my mate,
difference.
John.
It's a freaking bird.
13, 12, 16, if you become a friend with a magpie.
If you become friends with a magpie, I would love to chat to you about what your friendship strategy is. Did you have them over for a cup of tea?
Yeah.
Did you leave them some snacks? Did you ask them about how their day was?
Yep.
I don't know. I don't understand how you're meant to make friends with a bird.
Something says to me we're not going to get any calls for this one.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Absolutely. Demi Lovato, sorry, not sorry. It's Pippa and Jimmy. Morning, everyone.
Was late.
Leading Edge Computers, Dubbo. For everything Apple, PC and more.
Cooper and Jimmy's Smash for Cash.
Oh. Pippa made a little bit of a boo-boo in the kitchen over the weekend. We're going to find out about that in a couple of minutes' time.
I did.
But right now, Kim's on the air. How are you doing today, Kim?
Hey, good, thank you.
How's your weekend?
It was good.
What was your highlight?
It was windy yesterday, but it was good.
It was windy. What was your weekend highlight?
We went to the park yesterday and flew kites with our boys.
Love that. Oh, that's love it. Very cute. So $2,950 is on the table, Kim, and it's very simple. All you've got to do is correctly guess the item that we've smashed with a hammer. Let's hear the sound for you again.
Thank you.
Kim, what do you think we have smashed with a hammer?
Is it a Christmas bauble, like a ball that you hang on the Christmas tree?
I know exactly what you mean.
Very seasonal.
I know exactly what you mean with a Christmas ornament. It's a bauble.
A Christmas.
They're often
very a Christmas ball that you hang on the tree.
Yes, they're often very fragile.
Yeah.
Easily smashed. You don't want to drop one of those on the floor, do you? Or drop it under a hammer?
For $2,950. Sorry,
no,
it's not a Christmas bauble.
But great guess, Kim. Very specific.
And Kim, to get your Monday started, I've got the wake up shake up for you.
Thanks.
Bruno Mars on Hit 93.5. Hey, make sure you go down and say hi to Mike and Vic in the Hit Squad at the Are You OK Convoy. It's happening at the Rotunda until 9 a.m. And remember to listen out for the Kookaburra singing. When you hear the Kookaburra singing, be first through on 13, 12, 16 with the camping code word Pippa, and you're going to get yourself a double pass, including camping tickets to the Inland Sea of Sound. Now, Dubbo's been wondering, what happened in your kitchen over the weekend?
You don't want to know.
Want to know.
Even if you don't want to know, I'm going to tell you anyway.
Guess that's radio.
Guess that's radio for you. I did some baking on the weekend.
Oh, I love baking.
And I found myself without a particular appliance. Because I needed to crush up, you know, some ingredients, like kind of blend and mulch it up to sort of like a fine crumbly texture.
So you needed a particular appliance.
Yeah,
you didn't have it.
Really what I needed was a food processor.
Yep, so you decided to improvise, I guess.
I decided to improvise and use my Nutribullet.
Oh, no.
Because if you use a Nutribullet, you can pulverize food in there.
Yep.
And so I thought, this will be fine. It was a bit of a sturdy ingredient that I was using, but I thought, Nutribullet, look, it'll be right. She'll be right, mate. She'll be right, yep. And I completely fried it.
The whole machine?
The whole machine.
Oh, no.
Have to put it in the bin now.
No.
Because the ingredient was too sturdy. And it, like, what it did is it caught in the blades and then it kind of really started to go into overdrive to try and whiz it, and then it's short-circuited.
Were you using the correct blender accessory? Because there's one which is made for wet, which has a four prongs poking upwards, and there's a dry one which is just two prongs right at the bottom to avoid being caught on things.
See, and here's the other kind of confession I have to make. Mm. It wasn't an actual Nutribullet.
Oh, it was one of the cheap ones.
It was an El Cheapo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it didn't have all the fancy attachments that go with it.
You deserve it.
It just kind of had the one sort of blade that I thought, oh, it's pretty all-purpose. It'll be fine. It was not fine. I'm now without a Nutribullet and I couldn't make my treats.
And did you see that guy last week who bought an Aldi microwave and his daughter was doing the popcorn in there?
A microwave broke after 2 days of use.
Yeah.
And the glass shattered everywhere. They were nearly killed.
Scary.
I tell you what, though, you know, household appliances breaking and items, it's, you know, it's not a foreign concept.
No.
We've all got a story.
Absolutely.
So we're asking on 13, 12, 16, what household item have you broken?
Oh, yeah. I broke the vacuum once.
Did you?
Oh, it was my turn to use it. It was my turn to do the chores.
Oh,
16.
What?
Oh, whoops. Broken.
What a coincidence.
Can't vacuum.
Couldn't ride it if you tried. How unfortunate.
13,
no vacuuming
12,
for you.
16, give us a call right now. We want to hear what household appliance you have broken.
Hamish and Andy.
It's 93.5. No doubt it's my life. Don't forget, when you hear the Kookaburra sing, be the first person to call on 13 12 16 with the camping code word from the Hit Dubbo Instagram page to score yourself an instant double pass to Inland Sea of Sound.
I completely fritzed my Nutribullet on the weekend.
Oh, you did.
Completely conked it.
Oh, you tried to use it for something it wasn't designed for.
Not designed purpose.
You embarrassed yourself.
Thinking, it'll be right. Yeah. It's close enough.
She'll be right, mate.
Yeah, no, broke it.
13, 12, 16, we're asking, what's a household item that you've broken?
Megan has messaged in on the Facebook page. She's had a bad run with household appliances.
I know, Megan.
Megan shut the microwave door and the door shattered.
Oh, no.
Dropped Mum and Dad's kettle when I was 16.
As you do.
And Dad wrapped the old one in a new box and gave it to me for Christmas. Love it.
Sucked in. Let's hit the phone lines right now, 13, 12, 16. What about you, Sue? What's a household item you break?
Broken twice. The glass bowl that on my convection oven.
Oh no! What happened?
Well, I didn't read the instructions, and it was hot, and I put cold water in it, and it cracked it. I did that.
Oh yeah. No! But seriously, Susie, who reads the instructions these days?
Truly, true.
You know, you think it's a hot. You think with those sort of things, they're just pretty, you know, hit and miss. You know what to do. You put the food in it.
Yeah,
it makes some
straightforward.
Food.
Straightforward.
Yeah, straightforward. You don't think that maybe a little bit of cold water is going to make it do a boo boo.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks so much for calling, Sue.
Karina, she's thrown the iron.
Oh, she's thrown the iron.
Iron came off second best.
Remember that old, the old Nintendo Wii. And you had to use the controller to swing around and stuff. People used to break their TV screens because they'd accidentally throw the controller.
I remember that, yeah.
At the TV
Karina
screen.
Karina was ironing too hard, accidentally threw it across the room.
Yeah, pretty ordinary with washing machines.
With washing machines.
How have you broken a washing machine?
We've got a fairly big family, so it's probably been just because, you know, you try and cram as many clothes in as you can so you don't have to wash as hard.
Classic. I've been there.
Yep. Burn them out. So, we've probably been through about four washing machines in the last 5 years.
Because doing smaller, more regular loads of washing, that just reeks of effort.
I know, that's just way too much, especially when you've got three kids and a mom. So, yeah, we go through a lot of washing.
And then you get really cross at the washing machine for not doing its job properly, even though you've pushed it to its absolute limits.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, why did you burn out after I've just spent, you know, like $800 on you?
After everything I've done for you.
Yeah, exactly.
It reminds me actually of my weekend. By the way, thanks for calling back. Because I haven't done any washing since I went away on holidays.
Oh, really?
I had to do four full loads of washing.
I was going to say, I've seen you wear that shirt a couple of times recently.
No.
Are you just doing a rewear?
No, I never do rewears.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that makes me doubt you.
13, 12, 16. Or continue the conversation at the Hit 93.5 Facebook page. Let's go! Hit 93.5. Liam Payne, Strip That Down morning, everyone. Just 2 minutes away from nine. And we do it all thanks to Macca's. Try the new Macca's Chicken Sides Box, made for easy dinners, made for family, available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.
From McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington. This is The Hit Squad.
It might sound a little funny because I'm on here on my own. And where has the lovely Miss Pippa Moore gone? Down to the rotunda with the Are You OK convoy. Pippa, come on in.
Hey, Jimmy. How you doing? I'm here with campaign director for the Are You OK convoy, Catherine. How are you this morning, Catherine?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for coming to Dubbo. It's a fantastic turnout down here. Catherine, tell us a little bit about this campaign and what you want to achieve.
Absolutely. Are You OK? Through very simple words, but it's about having a meaningful conversation. We're a suicide prevention charity at our core, but we all go through life challenges. We all have relationship breakdown, grief, financial stress. So we're here to show everyone that you can have a meaningful conversation and by asking, are you OK? Checking on each other.
That's awesome, guys. Come on down. Make sure you check it out. Are You OK? It is a fantastic initiative. And the convoy are out here in full force. It's a sea of yellow. Great chance to come down and say good day.
Fantastic. And Pippa, you're down there with the Hit Squad as well. So if you're in town at the moment, pop on over and say hello, of course.
Yes, come give us a wave.
And now, Pippa, this is a little bit funny because we're going to wrap up the show while you're down there. Tomorrow, another chance to win with the Inland Sea of Sound. Make sure you check out the Instagram page for the code word tonight. Catch up on the catch-up section at hit.com.au. But Pippa Moore, until tomorrow, you have a great Monday. Bye.
Bye. Hit
old school from the newest hits. You know who this